Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This little meditation is titled, Who Cares for You? In the dark times, who cares for you? Who is there for you in the hard times? Peter, writing to the elect, who had a genuine faith, said, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Referring to God, casting all your care upon him. What a wonderful truth. God takes special care of his own. We are invited to cast all our care upon him. Whatever is troubling us, whatever is causing us great care, can be given over to the Lord. Sometimes we just need a session where, like David, I declare before him all my trouble. Psalm 142:2. And again in Psalm 55:22, David says, cast your burden on the Lord, and he shall sustain you. He shall never permit the righteous to be moved. David and Peter were on the same page. They had both learned the secret of giving your cares over to the Lord. Being human, we are weak and fragile. In truth, we cannot do the heavy lifting. We need God's help. We need his strength. We often speak of the great Apostle Paul. I think Paul would blush if he ever heard such a thing. Paul's testimony was, quote, I have learned in whatever state I am to be content. Philippians 4:11. And what was his secret? Verse 13 goes on to say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Only with Christ strengthening was Paul strong. One time I had a heavy heart and I began to share with someone. It was not long and I quickly realized that this person didn't really care about what I was going through. As they say, people don't really care how much you know until they know how much you care. That's true. When you bring all your cares to God and you start unloading on him, we have the promise in 1 Peter 5:7 that he cares. No one else knows like he knows, and no one else cares like he cares. When you know someone really cares, then you share the burdens of your heart with them. David knew God cared, and therefore he poured out the burdens of his heart before him. This is a strengthening reality. We cast all our cares upon God, and in the process, he strengthens our heart. Psalm 103:13-14 says, as a father pities his children, so the Lord pities those who fear him. For he knows our frame. He remembers that we are dust. Prayer is the privilege of God's children. Unbelievers have no access to God. No one comes to the Father except through Jesus, John 14:6. In truth, unbelievers carry around a heavy burden all the time. They have the burden of sin upon them. The wrath of God abides on them, John 3:36. That is heavy. God is angry with the wicked every day, Psalm 7:11. The Lord says, there is no peace for the wicked, Isaiah 48:22. To them, Jesus invites, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Come to Jesus. It's the only resting place in the universe, only resting place in the world, really. Real rest is found in Jesus. He died for all of our sins so that we might be forgiven, so we might enter into that eternal rest that he provides. We have to know him as our Savior. We have to come to him. It's not a church. It's not a sacrament. It's not a ritual. It's not good works. Jesus alone is the place of rest. Augustine said, thou hast made us for thyself, O Lord, and our heart is restless until it finds rest in thee. Amen. God has not promised we won't have the hard and dark times. Even as his children, he has not promised we won't have these hard times. But he has promised to be there for his children. He invites us to cast all of our cares upon him, because indeed he cares for us. Come to Jesus, and you will enter into his shepherding care. Then you too will be able to say, The Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. Psalm 23:1. Psalm 62:5-8. My soul wait silently for God alone, for my expectation is from Him. He only is my rock and my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation and my glory. The rock of my strength and my refuge is in God. Trust in Him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Stop and think about this. Lord, we thank You for who You are. We thank You that You are our caring Father, our caring Shepherd. And Lord, as we go through life, we get burdened down. We get overwhelmed. But Lord, we thank You that we can cast all of our cares upon You because You care for us as Your children. We can come to You. We can have a session where we just unload. We can handle it. Lord, You can. We can give it to You. And Lord, that's where it belongs. You don't intend for us to carry a heavy load. It just will crush us. And so, Lord, we thank You that You're there for us. You care. You care for us. And we can cast all of our cares upon You today. Lord, we pray for any that are listening that don't know You. I pray that they would heed Your invitation. They would come to You and receive You as personal Lord and Savior. I pray in Christ's name. Amen.